Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio This is your host Musa Al-Bahadli and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing In this program you will discuss issues, relevant questions and other fields regarding the Islamic upbringing of children and we would like to stress that the answers that we provide in this program are all based upon the narrations of the household of the Prophet and, of course, of the Prophet himself and upon the Holy Quran, supplemented with scientific research. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend, Sheikh Ali Himani, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for joining us.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's my pleasure to be here in your studio.
Thank you yet again. So today, dear Sheikh, we will be talking about the age category titled teenagers. Now, one might ask, why do we have such an age category? Isn't it enough with all of these other age categories we have, or is there another deeper and more logical meaning, dear Sheikh?
Very well put, and a very interesting question, I would say. Look, like I mentioned that, you know, Islam has categorized from 0 to 7, and then 7 to 14, and then 14 to 21.
As we mentioned in the previous sessions.
Exactly.
Right.
So if you look at the Western approach, they also have categorization. They say toddlers, then they say kids, and then they move into something called teenage, that is from 13 to
Teenagers,
19 years.
Right.
And they know that there are a lot of hormonal changes that are happening, particularly into girls because girls have reached their puberty, and then into boys because they reach their puberty around 14 years. So that's 13 and 14 years. There's a lot of hormonal changes, a lot of changes happening in the personality, in the physical self. And then because of those changes, there are behavioral changes that are happening in the person itself. And that's why there's a lot of focus on this age because, again, here they're trying to establish their ideals. They're trying to establish their personality, their
character. They're trying to find out who they are and
exactly.
who they're going to become.
And what if you're able to shape them in that age, then you've got them for their lifetime. So
right.
if you're able to shape them correctly and manage them rightly here, then it's this age that decides whether this person is going to be on Siratul Mustaqim or he's
right.
going to go
of course,
astray. And
we say manage, not dictate, because if you force your ideals upon others and they are
not
convinced by them,
exactly.
they're just
going to
be led astray.
It's not going to work.
Right.
However, let me point out that apart from the teens, now the West is focusing on something called tweens. Now, here's a big question. What is tweens? You know, we
right.
know teens, but what is
another
tweens?
New category?
Another new category.
Right.
Like you mentioned, why teens need attention? Well, while we're still thinking that do teens need attention, they already have another category called tweens. And you know what's tweens? It's between, and they take the last part of it and call it tweens. Between 9 and 13.
Right.
Why 9 and 13? Because once you cross that age group of 7 years, your personality changes, your behavior changes, your risk-taking factor changes, your attraction level changes. If you remember Maslow's theory...
Attraction level? Sorry?
Attraction level towards the opposite sex, right? It changes, right?
Right.
If you remember Abraham Maslow's theory, he mentions the different categories, the needs. He says first one is your basic needs. Then
right.
the second one is your security needs. And the third one is your social needs, right?
Right.
And from 9 years onwards, there are changes in the personality, the way the child looks at the world, the way the child looks at the opposite sex, the way the child looks at everything around here. So we'll come back and discuss on this.
Right. Let's expand on this after a quick break.
Inshallah.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the new age category of tweens.
Tweens.
And so, Sheikh, before we went on a break, you said that even at this very early stage of the children's life, already we see some changes and some quite remarkable behavioral changes, such as that you said they get attracted
towards the opposite towards the sex opposite, and their priorities start changing.
Right.
So if you look at some of the ahadith that we have from the household, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they mention that if you see a boy is mumayyiz, and what is mumayyiz? Being able to differentiate the right and the wrong. They say that even if he's not baligh, but he's become mumayyiz, it is ordered for the lady to cover her
hijab.
Adornments. Exactly, right. To cover her adornments, to wear hijab and make sure that her body figure is not visible to this
In
child.
Essence, treat him like a grown-up.
Exactly. And this child is mumayyiz, meaning he's just crossed the 7 years. He's 8 years old, he's 9 years old. Meaning that Islam has a clear understanding of the psychology of this child, that he's reached the age of nine and he's able to differentiate. He can clearly see the difference between a woman and himself as being a boy. Or
right.
The girl can clearly see the difference between she being a girl and others being the boy.
We see this actually in younger children as well, in daycares. Or some incidents happen where they explore some things that we don't want to mention.
Exactly.
Where they find out there is differences between this and so.
And this is where the tweens come into picture, because they realize that after you cross that 7 years and 8 years of age and before teenage, there is a certain amount of curiosity. There's
right.
a different kind of attitude, different kind of approach and psychology and psyche for the child. And they realize that, for example, like we mentioned in our earlier discussion, that if we start upbringing at 7 years, we are late. We're too late.
Right.
They realize that if we start shaping the personalities when they reach teens, it's too late.
Of course.
They started focusing on the tweens right from 9 years onwards.
And that's why we have schools and daycare facilities and so on, and all of these day trips that they do.
Correct.
And they go to these centers, to the museums, and do all these activities. They're all with a purpose. They're not just for the children to have fun.
Exactly. It's not just, just to give them a break from studies or something like
and
that.
That is good. It is good for the children.
There's learning happening,
right.
definitely.
But
there.
The problem is, it is not Islamic.
Yeah.
We need to do the same thing with our Islamic, with our Islamic principles.
Principles, right. So I would say that while we discuss teens here, we also need to keep in mind the tweens here. So let's address the tweens and the teens here. And one of the concerns that are there, which we focus when it comes to discussing teenage, is we are primarily, most of the parents and others, they generally think that it's more to do with the sexual attraction and the sexual feelings and the hormonal changes.
Right.
And that's what they're worried about. But that's not the most important part of that age. The most important part of that age is self-identification. The child, the teenage boy or the girl, is trying to understand who they are, what they want to be in future, what kind of a role do they play in the family environment, what contribution can they make to the society, will it be a positive contribution, can they make a positive impact on the society, who should be
so
their ideals.
So we're thinking in bigger pictures.
Exactly. They are bewildered. They want to know who they are
right,
and
yeah.
what their purpose is.
That's why we see often teenagers, they go through different phases, either in their appearance, their personality,
exactly.
their attitude.
And they're trying to understand what they can do and how they can be part of the society. This is that social need that I was talking about from the Abraham Maslow.
Right. Let's continue this discussion after a quick break.
يا مقي الخيرات يا مقي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقي الخيرات.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the importance, the often understated importance, unfortunately, of the teenage phase in the life of young adults. And we said that in this phase, dear Sheikh, that the children, these young adults, they're trying to find out who they are and what role they will play in their lives and in the bigger picture in Islam as a whole.
Correct. And this is where I would like to bring in some experience that I have had earlier. As a psychologist, I remember when I used to ask children earlier, what would they want to be when they grow up? You know, a child who's just 5 years, 7 years, 9 years, right. They would come back and say, I want to be an engineer. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a physicist. I want to be a doctor, even a postman. One of the kids told me, I want to be a postman, right? Because at that time there was post there. So postman. But today, when you ask the children, particularly the teens, if you ask them, what do you want to be? You don't hear from them, I want to be a physicist, I want to be a doctor or an engineer. You hear from them that I want to be rich and I want to be famous. I want to be an influencer.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be
an
actor, a dancer. An actor. I want to be famous.
I want to be famous.
Exactly. I want to be a celebrity, right? So,
because that's what is defined as success in our age.
Exactly. So what I'm trying to tell you is that how come someone who's just entered into teenage has already defined himself that he wants to be an actor or a singer or a dancer or a rich guy?
He's put a goal for his entire life.
And this is where I want to point out that all this conditioning is happening when they are tweens. So if you look at all the programs and all the episodes and
documentaries,
TV shows, books
they read.
Everything is guiding them towards this behavior. So when they reach teen, they have already established about themselves that this is what I want to be. And this is where we find that there's a conflict between what they have been conditioned to think as and what Islam wants them to become. And this is where we find all the problems emerging about the behavior from the teenagers. You ask them to offer namaz, they don't want to offer namaz. Why?
Because pray, right?
Offer namaz, pray, come for azadari and do
morning
charity
ceremonies.
Or things like that. Even simple stuff, you know. You ask these people, you know, wash dishes, your own plate. He wouldn't do that.
And that's a general problem with attitude in, unfortunately, Western societies.
Exactly.
And that's just proving your point that they are already conditioned by the culture and environment.
Exactly. This is exactly what I want to say, that this has become the general problem out there.
Yeah.
That they don't want to do their own stuff. Why? Because right from that age, they feel, I'm rich.
I'm not your servant.
Exactly. And I want to be a celebrity, and this is not the
behavior. Is beneath me. Who are you to order me around? And that's, Sheikh, also because, unfortunately, the own parents' fault that they do not invest time in raising their children in an Islamic way. They think, and I've seen this thought being more and more prevalent, that the school is supposed to raise their children.
Look, that's not really true, because how much time does the child spend in the school and how much
that's
time does
he spend? That's the expectation they have.
But that's not true, right? So if you, this is exactly the point that I mentioned, that if you don't plan the upbringing of your children, someone else is going to do the upbringing for your children.
Right.
You need to plan the tarbiyat for your children, right? So if you're not doing it, the school is going to do that. And then when the school does it,
it's not really the school, actually, to be more precise. It's going to be the classmates, how they behave, what content they consume.
And the ideology that is promoted by the school is the materialistic ideology.
Right. Especially in Western societies.
They come to home and they behave in that materialistic way. And then we complain that, look, what's happening to my child?
Right. So we see this exactly when the parents ask the children to wash the dishes, the children are like, no, but if you offer an incentive, a money gift,
exactly,
or a trip, suddenly they accept. So, and you see this also with the young children, with parents, they're like, yeah, my child doesn't want to do this. He doesn't want to take a bath.
So we give him a reward.
We give him a reward. I'm like, already? you're teaching him capitalism already?
Already. You're teaching him how to trade.
Right,
you take my services and pay me for it. And this becomes a habit forever.
Yeah, unfortunately, it just gets worse and worse the older they get because it gets more cemented. It becomes
Correct.
A puddle.
Correct. So I think we need to deal with this subject a little more in detail about what teens are and how do they identify themselves and what role can we play. And sometimes, you know, the major problem lies with how we define them. Right.
Right.
So probably in the next episode, let's look at how they're defined and why is it important to understand them the right way so that we can deal them the right way.
Inshallah, that shall be the topic of next time's session. And with that, dear Sheikh, I thank you for your time and I thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any suggestions, feedback or some comments, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. You can also find us on various social media websites, such as on Twitter and Instagram, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.